Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Friday, January 14th, through the MLK Day holiday weekend. First, the weather. Look for lots of sun the next few days, with highs in the 70s and lows in the 50s and 60s. Let's get things started with infrastructure. Florida will receive $245 million to repair and improve its bridges over 5 years. The help is part of President Joe Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law. The state has 408 bridges in poor condition. Florida will receive $49 million in federal aid to replace and preserve bridges during the 2022 federal fiscal year that runs through September. The Federal Highway Administration will distribute $26.5 billion to upgrade bridges in states, the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico. In more traffic news, hundreds of off-road vehicle enthusiasts are once again expected to hit South Florida highways and streets during the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend. And South Florida police have once again put them on notice. They warn of the dangers of riding against traffic on highways and of speeding through suburban neighborhoods. And they say they wouldn't put up with illegal activities like popping wheelies at high speed on the interstate or dodging in and out of traffic on residential streets. With the pandemic still in full swing, Miami-Dade police expect lighter traffic and crowds on Monday, typically the peak of the annual gathering that draws riders from beyond South Florida. In health news, Holy Cross Health is closing its maternity unit permanently later this year. The announcement comes on the heels of the hospital shutting down the unit temporarily because of COVID-related staffing shortages. The Fort Lauderdale Hospital notes the surge in COVID cases was not the reason for the permanent shutdown. The maternity unit is slated to close March 14th. Physicians plan to continue treating patients in their offices and will have the opportunity to oversee deliveries. Holy Cross will work with physicians to use other local hospitals to see their patients' deliveries to term. The hospital cited a decline in birth rate as a result of changing demographics as part of the reason for the closing. In sports, in this week's Dolphins in Depth podcast, the Miami Herald's Daniel Oyufusi and Barry Jackson discuss the firing of Brian Flores and who should become Miami's next head coach. Find it wherever you get your favorite podcasts. And finally, in school news, the calendar for the 2022-23 school year is set. The first day of school in Miami-Dade County will be August 17th, and the final day of classes will be June 7th, 2023. School calendars rarely change from year to year. But next year there will be a fall break in Miami-Dade public schools. Students and teachers will have Thanksgiving week off. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.